Who are we
Let's
recording?
Let's save this for the podcast.
Podcast starts now.
Previously on Planet Party Town.
Willy Wonka is starting a podcast in L.A., and he's having a contest in L.A. to find the next New York-based co-host.
Living the life in Hollywood. I gotta play Stratego with Angel Elgort.
Hollywood has changed you, Justin. It's changed you for the bad.
Wait a second. Who you is?
It's your old boss and friend, Chris Gethard. If this guy can't give you a motivational pep talk to snap you back into yourself, I don't know who can.
I feel like you're doing better than I am. Like, you know, if I'm being honest, the idea that you want a motivational pep talk from me is sort of beyond selfish and inconsiderate of where my head's at and where my life's at.
I mean, Chris, I'm cured! Yes!
It's not what you know, it's just where you go, it's Planet Party Town.
Well, all right, so the competition happened, and we won the competition!
That's right, we're the best co-hosts in the West and the East. We're really, really good. We won, and Willy Wonka awarded it to us.
So now we move on from that storyline.
Hit the track.
And then we hang out some more, listening to some more music. It's a good theme song.
Great theme song.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Who are you?
On my planet, we mostly just got Avicii.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can we talk about Avicii?
What?
Don't worry about it.
We can talk about it.
Airplane.
Hello?
Hello!
Hello.
Welcome to... Hello! Welcome to the CGP podcast on Earwolf. Yeah, it's me and Maya hosting today because Chris is gone. He's, where is he?
Yeah, Chris is in LA. He's filming. He's on location filming what I imagine is either a TV show or film or some kind of a commercial.
Yeah, but actually, right now, it's hard to differentiate, like, what is a web series and what is a TV show, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, most, like, the streaming stuff, they call that TV shows, but it's all online. Our guests are agreeing that it's confusing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, and I think I'm speaking for the listener, that's a really confusing concept. And if you're going to make a bold claim like that, I would hope you would back it up with some examples, just because I don't really know what you mean.
What? Okay, so what's a show that's streaming? Let me think.
If you say Community, it's not streaming anymore.
Community was streaming, though, for a season on Yahoo Screen.
Different time, different political landscape.
What? Because it was Obama administration.
Exactly.
I'm not getting political.
So Christy Cello had an amazing CGP last night, and next week... We have another CGP coming up.
Yep.
But first, let's introduce our guests. We've got some pretty esteemed guests in the room with us today.
Mm-hmm.
Go, please, actually.
Okay, we'll start in front of me. Okay, so sitting to my front, Maya's diagonal is Griffin Newman.
Hi, hello. Thank you for having me on again. A second official time on the podcast. Very excited. Looking forward to joining the Five Timers Club sometime soon.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, we gave Claire O'Kane a gold watch.
That's
and she was
true.
On four times.
That's true. And for you, we'll figure out something real special. Maybe we'll get you, Ben and Jerry's probably has gift cards, yeah?
A gift card? Sure. I mean, I feel like maybe if the precedent was gold watch at four, I should get a gold watch at four and then something else additionally special at five,
like
you know?
Ben and Jerry's gift card.
Like a gift card.
Sure, as long as maybe the gold watch happens before the gift card.
Yeah. I suppose that would make sense, but I also can't comment on that. Anyway, okay. So next up, we got another guest. Everyone get excited. Drum roll.
Drum roll. If you're in a car, drum roll on the dash. If you're in a subway, drum roll on a neighbor's knee. It's Keith Haskell.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi,
you
Welcome,
guys.
Welcome, Keith.
Thanks
Glad
for doing
to be
the
back.
Podcast.
I also hope to hit the, not Five Timers Club, but maybe eight. I'm going to be on this podcast eight times, and then I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. From podcast in general or from our
just
podcast?
Just from yours.
Okay.
I'll do other ones.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. By the eighth time, I would hope we would have some kind of a system in place where enough trust has been gained and you've gotten enough opportunities from this that we wouldn't have to give you any kind of a physical reward. Yeah.
No, I'm just in it for the goofs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need physical things. We don't need to live in a physical world, you guys.
Great. So then we can take what we would have given to you and give it to ourselves.
Yeah. If you feel so inclined, or donate it to charity.
We could donate it to charity. We'll donate it.
So yeah, disappointed actually, by that.
It's oh, important we'll donate to charity.
Great.
It's important to donate to charity. Can we get on the same page?
10%, you guys.
It is important to donate.
Give away 10% to charity.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got everyone. This is a special treat. You know him, you love him, but not as much as me. It's my husband, Bradley.
What's up? What's up, Maya? What's up to all you guys? It's so cool to be here. I've been on the podcast three and a half times, and I think I'm finally feeling like confident that I could. In my bio, do like Bradley Sharma parentheses Earwolf presents. So that's cool for me.
Yeah.
Not that I necessarily need to be any cooler, because I am, as it's been established, the coolest guy in Planet Party Town.
That's right.
And the only guy in the theater program.
That's right. And you should see how he does. You should see all of the women who wish that he was theirs, but he's mine. Everyone.
People knocking at your doors, Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I love my wife.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I have never seen someone do a constant stream of ollies on their skateboard while podcasting. It's pretty impressive and pretty fucking cool.
That's my guy.
It's very cool.
I've been practicing ollies nonstop, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just wanted to follow up on one thing. What do you need a bio for?
I just have some projects in the works, and don't worry your pretty little head about it.
Okay, my head's so pretty.
Okay,
I love
won't think about that ever again. All right, so the reason we've invited these three people here today is we actually put out a call to New Yorkers. We went high and low. We went everywhere. And we said, because Chris is not here this week, we wanted somebody who could audition to potentially be his replacement.
Yeah, ultimately, I mean, we won a podcast co-hosting competition. We're the best co-hosts in the game, but... When thinking about being the actual host of a show, there are considerations far beyond the ones that we want to think about.
Yeah.
So in that, because of that reason, and you've kind of been feeling that the chemistry is off when we try to be the people in charge, huh?
Yish.
So we invited all of New York to participate, and you guys have presented yourselves as three finalists.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised, but also, wow.
Yeah.
And it had to be a white guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That
we were pretty clear.
That was the criteria.
Great. And yeah. I'll just say the equivalent. I'm the majority race on my planet.
Great.
You got big white guy energy, even if you are, by all outside appearances, a talking dog.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think it's weird that you guys are talking. I'll say that.
Okay, yeah, I mean, fair enough.
We got little you guys on leashes on Planet Party Town.
Yeah. What do you call us on Planet Party Town?
Little guys. So cute.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Our relationship it's been a series of questions and a series of answers.
And we're figuring it out one answer at a time.
So this is an opportunity for all of you to show your stuff, to be, you know, build an audience. We want to see how callers relate to you guys, and we want to see what you got when it comes to hosting a pod.
Yeah.
And this pod in particular, CGP.
And we thought it would only be fair to extend this competition to the callers. So we got some callers on the line we're going to get through throughout the episode that are calling in, and they're going to audition.
Yeah, we got some previous guests who wanted to try their hand at it. So we'll let them do that as well. But first off, what makes a good podcast host in your guys' opinion?
High energy. A fun, like, cartoony tone of voice,
uh-huh.
where you can say things in different tones, and low ones, and big ones, and sometimes you get a little wee, like, you know that. A lot of that. I could do that for about an hour straight, and I won't get bored. In fact, I'll just get more and more excited and amped. The more I make these sounds, the more exciting it is to make these sounds. I don't need to stop. Yeah. I can do this. You tell me when to stop, because I'm not going to stop on my own. I'll keep on going. You're not going
to
stop me.
You're
not
going to
stop me. I'll keep on going. So it's been like 30 seconds, right? So I have about 59 minutes and 30 more seconds of doing this. I'll just keep on going for so long. I don't need to stop. I'm kind of waiting for you to stop me, but you won't, because no one needs to. Everyone wants to hear this. Everyone wants to hear this all the time. It's going to be so much fun. You're just going to have to turn your mind up.
Save it for the competition.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But I think it's a perfectly valid point. Doing voices and having high energy is an absolute must. Any other things about podcast hosts that we're looking for?
Yeah, I've been scanning the top podcast, the charts, the charts, mm-hmm. To try to see what the commonalities are. And the two things I found are murder and recapping whatever show currently airs Sunday night on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are my two main avenues I'm going to take.
Okay, great. Good. That's your deal.
Yes, murder and Watchmen.
Kind of a populist. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Appeal to everybody.
I think so. I just want to go straight down the middle, you know? I can't out-funny Keith. I'm never going to out-cartoon him. So I want to go for the meat of the thing and become a hardcore journalist investigating the two most serious subjects, murder and Watchmen. And
Watchmen. I mean, those go hand in hand because, I mean, I'm not going to spoil that show, but some people do, you know.
Yeah, and HBO is killing it in the ratings. But I said I'm not here to make jokes. I'm not going to make any jokes today.
It's an interesting angle.
Yeah.
And Bradley, what do you think podcast hosting is all about?
Podcast hosts. If I'm just naming good qualities off the top of my head, maybe good at theater, good at skateboards, mm-hmm. can't have chocolate or turns into Dark Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just some of the things that I'm naming off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't want to see Dark Bradley.
You don't
want to
see
Dark Bradley.
Maya is so smitten right now. I really appreciate that.
It's blushing. That classic, will they, won't they, but we are married. Yeah.
But she still gives me the runaround.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking they will and they have.
Okay,
I'm not making jokes today. No jokes today.
Well, I think you've all made incredible points.
Yeah.
But ultimately, there really are only five qualities.
Yeah.
That are important to being the host of CGP.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So you just wasted. We didn't even. That was.
You knew the answer.
Why did we?
Hey, we're not the hosts.
We're not the hosts. I don't know how to do
we're
this
the
shit.
We're the co-hosts. We kind of we banter, we back and forth, we, you know.
I jump in and I say, ha-ha, good one. That's what I do.
So if we did that wrong, you know, who's that on?
But you have the five qualities written down there on your laptop?
Absolutely.
We got the qualities.
Are you going to share them or should we keep on saying why we're great and then you not care?
Let's guess for, everybody do two guesses.
Two more guesses?
This is what's that?
A committed ad reads. Fuck.
I got one.
Yeah.
I think it's like not making that wee-oo sound. Because no one wants to be driving and hearing an ambulance over the radio.
That's
it's
right.
So confusing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to add sort of parallel to that. I think you don't want to make sort of like old cartoon jalopy breaking down noises. Like you don't want to.
Because it makes you feel like your car is going to break down.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd say like maybe nerdy white guy and comedy sort of about angst and mental health.
Interesting.
Great. okay.
Ultimately, you're all wrong, and there are five. There are really only five qualities that are necessary. Anyone have any more guesses?
I don't think we need
pizzazz.
Nope. So the five qualities are: the first is C, or create intro. So basically, that's the ability to create a compelling intro that gets your fans into the pod, introduces the concept, gets everybody on the same page.
Like the Alex Klute song at the top of your show.
Mm.
Yes, sure. Exactly.
Yeah. That and a little bit of talking, a little bit of like, hey, this is what the show is. This is my name. This is the show.
Mm. I can do that in my sleep.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then the second one is H, so it's C-H, and H is history buff.
Sure. So that's the ability to have kind of a working history of early 2000s New York comedy scene.
Mm.
Ooh, that's not boding well for me, babe.
Bradley, you're the smartest guy I know. Anything you put your mind to can happen for you. And also, I'm completely impartial.
Okay.
R, realness.
The ability to be real, to get real with your listeners, to, you know, endear them with stories of your own personal hardship in a way that, you know, brings them into the conversation.
You want to be someone who could stand in front of a crowd of strangers for like an hour and a half, be it the Lower East Side or an HBO taping and really open up about the things you've lived through in a way that somehow make them relatable and universal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Interesting.
Oh boy, that's not one of my strong suits.
Well, there are still more things to come. Then there's Then there's I, which is the interacting with Harry or interacting with your producer. In our case, Harry. So the ability to interact with Harry.
Harry, you want to introduce yourself?
It's a big boy over
hey,
there.
It's me. It's, this is Harry. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Thank you.
Big boy Harry.
Big boy Harry.
Harry, dude, I'm seeing you at board game night tonight, right?
Of course. I'm going to bring my Catan expansion.
Yes, dude.
It's me, Harry, and Ian. Or, sorry, I don't know why I said
Who's
that.
Who's Ian?
I don't know why I said
me,
that.
You, me, Ian, and Bradley.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Ian McKellen.
Yeah, Ian McKellen.
Oh, the wizard guy.
It's the
not
four
allowed
of us.
To join, not allowed to join. Don't want to join.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the final quality.
It's going to start with an S.
Yeah.
I see where this is going.
Weird.
Salesperson. The ability to sell.
Shmageggy horn. Darn it, doogle diggly dong dong. Oh, Griffin's crushing it right now.
Yeah, it's true that Griffin did kind of guess this one.
I kind of guessed this one, and you kind of objectively said no one has guessed any of them.
I know.
But I feel like I kind of hit this one right on the nose.
But you said something. Oy. You used different words than the words that I was using.
We want word perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, they spelled out
okay.
Chris.
Yeah.
I saw that coming.
No, I didn't start out with an S. That's fine.
You got to have Chris.
And what? And sorry, what's T?
A religious
and then
figure?
What's T?
Wait, sorry, where
wait,
you,
why were you going
Why
with
would
that?
You assume
there's
a T?
Why would you assume there's a T?
C-H-R-I-S-T.
Yeah, and that's the T.
You keep making jokes.
I'm not here to do that.
Oh, no.
That's not my lane.
Sorry to say, honey, no tea. No tea today.
Oh, spill the tea, sis, right? Am I saying that right?
You are, Bradley.
Yes.
But now let's get to the competition. We know what the attributes are.
All right.
So let's go for it. So first one, create intro.
Mm-hmm.
Create intro.
Ooh.
All right. So we want you to introduce the show. Feel free to rename the podcast, give your fan base a nickname, and introduce the discussion topic you would like to talk about.
The world is your oyster. The podcast is your place to talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who's ready to go first?
Seemed like Griffin was,
Griffin,
but I'm willing
it?
To go. I'm willing to go if Griffin doesn't want to get
no,
started
No, I'll
go.
On it. I'll go. I'm ready to go. Ready? No. Let me know when I'm ready to go in your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. This is Griffin Newman with the Griffin Newman Presents Chris Gethard Presents. Chris Gethard Presents the podcast. Checking in today. It is November 21st. It is a Thursday. It is a somewhat chilly 50 degrees outside. And let me look here. In murder news, a rise in French murders points to a domestic violence crisis. That is not funny. Police believe suspect in Waterbury woman's murder is no longer in Connecticut. I guess that's kind of good news, right? Silver lining. And in Watchmen news, last week I thought that episode was a real barn burner. I don't know if that's a good choice of words, but we got a little backstory on Looking Glass, a character who I think was a little bit of a mystery to most of us up until this point. Let's see what in the ratings it got a 0.7, which I guess, you know, HBO, it's more about the plus five with the streaming and everything. And next week, the episode will be called This Extraordinary Being. So looking forward to that one.
And what are your fans called?
Present Heads.
Yeah. It's good.
That's great.
That's terrific.
Great.
Thank you.
Great start.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I would say.
Create intro.
Yay. I would say that, it wasn't particularly funny, but you hit on all the points that you said that you were going to hit.
I honestly, I've been reading the sort of trends, and I feel like comedy podcasts are in the way out. I think any company with their sort of forward-looking blinders mm-hmm. on is realizing you got to go hard journalism,
mm-hmm.
and comedy is not really a profitable medium.
Oh, hey, fair well. Enough. Right. Ouch and fair. And fair.
Fair. Now, yeah. Keith.
Oh, I'm so defeated right now.
No.
But I'll
no.
do it. I'll do it. You I'll tell me when. I'm going to give you an intro. I'm going to do it. You say when?
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the ding dong doodle ding dong doodly ding 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 poo poo podcast. Everything here are sound effects and sound design. I go wee. This is my podcast, and if you stay tuned, you're gonna hear all the sound effects ranging from all different high pitched and low pitched things on the sound scale, whatever you call it. It's gonna be so good. We're gonna take calls, and we're certainly, without question, not going to make sounds that sound like emergency vehicles. No police cars on this one. No ambulance. It's just a good old. Ooh, God. just an hour of this. It's just an hour of this. That was the intro. That was the intro. Now we're going to go into our first segment. We have Griffin Newman. We have Griffin Newman on the show. He is the host of his weird HBO Watchmen thingy-majig, and we're going to have him here. Griffin, what's your favorite sound effect?
My favorite sound effect is the sound of justice being carried out against the awful murderers of this country and countries abroad. The clank kill. Of those handcuffs.
Oh, God. My first episode's going so poorly.
The clank of a
more
jail
sound
cell
effects.
Closing
more sound effects.
Behind a murderer.
What That's is the great. Name of your fans?
They are called the Heads.
Incredible.
Great. Thank you.
Create intro.
Yeah.
Last but not least, Bradley.
Harry, hit me with some Avicii.
We don't have Avicii.
I'm not going to do it for you, Brad.
We don't.
Oh, welcome to Chris Gethard's favorite podcast, or should I say dogcast, with me, Bradley, and my good friend Justin and my beautiful wife. Today on the cast, we're going to be tackling some cool topics like that tail behind me. Whose is it? And also, kids. Can Maya and I have them, and will we? But we got some guests here. We got Griffin Newman and Keith Haskell. Guys, either you got some chocolate.
Don't.
No,
don't,
I'm not
going to.
You're going to turn to brown, Ian.
Dark Bradley.
Dark Bradley.
Yeah, Brownian, I think that's what's going to happen to the carpet.
Good one.
I'm not here to make jokes. I'm
Man,
not here to make
this.
Jokes.
Damn.
Dark.
Griff is crushing it right now.
Oh,
not
my
here
God.
To do that.
Don't no, give Bradley your, any chocolate.
And what are your fans called?
It's Chris's favorite podcast. So they're called Chris's.
Chris's.
Chris's?
Chris's. Chris's.
Okay.
Create intro.
All right.
I mean, honestly, terrific showing from all of you.
Thank you.
Compelling stuff and all very different.
Yeah.
Doesn't leave me in a position where I feel comfortable saying that anyone right now is a front runner.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable saying it.
No, we're going to go to a caller. We're going to see if a caller wants to try. So, Sam from Australia.
Yay!
Are you there, Sam?
Hello.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Oh, it's good. So good. Sam calls every week. He's a dear friend of the pod at this point. Sometimes it sounds like he's going through a little bit of a hard time. But honestly, I tend to believe that he pulls through every single week with a positive attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, Sam, let's hear your audition, buddy.
If you want to do your own create intro for your version of whatever the CGP podcast would be under your reign.
So, welcome to my CGP podcast with my co-host Justin. Justin, did you watch the last episode of CGP?
I did not watch live. No, I did not. It was aired at 11. Aired at 11.
Are you talking over me? Because that's also fine. You can stay in the room.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. I would love to be your co-host.
Sam, include me. I want to be included.
Okay. You can also stay in the room.
Thank you very much. No, I think that's fantastic. What are your fans called, Sam?
Julie and Stan. There's only two of them.
Julie and Stan. Please.
Great showing from Sam.
Create intro.
Thank you, Sam, for the call. And thank you for all the calls. Names. We appreciate you calling in, and we appreciate you being a fan of the show.
We love you,
thank
Sam.
You.
Love you, Sam.
Love you, Sam.
Love you, Sam.
All right, so.
Say it
love
back.
You all.
Thank
Yay.
You.
Thank you, Sam.
Shoot,
thank
so Sam. Sam's in the lead?
So actually, Sam, it would be in the lead.
Really good showing. Yeah.
I mean, I just think he kind of gets what. Anyway, but he's
good
not.
Good accent, peaceful guy, calm, kind of put you in your place, but not overpowering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good stuff. Right
Very
there.
High so, energy. Yeah.
How do you determine? Did you get into that yet?
The rubric.
Excuse me?
The rubric?
What now?
What rubric are we using? Is that what you're asking?
How do you determine who's going to be the host?
Yeah, the rubric is the right word for that, correct?
Yeah, it sounded like you said Brubric the first
you said
time.
Like,
no.
Or like the jazz guy, Dave Brubric.
Brubric.
Yeah.
Take five.
Yeah. So how are we judging this, Justin?
It's subjective.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Rubric.
I think to lie and say that it was objective, you know.
We don't want liars here.
All right, let's move through this. All right.
No such thing as objective.
H is for history buff.
History buff!
So, we're going to ask you guys some New York City improv through 2000s comedy questions.
Oh, hell yeah.
To prove that you guys, you know your stuff.
It's okay. Really important for a CGP host.
Here
so.
We go.
I feel like the way we should do this, we should ask a question and see who can get the answer right or
absolutely,
closest.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, our first question, who's ready?
Me.
Yeah. Me.
Okay. Which team member from the UCB Herald group Tummy Issues went on to play the unforgettable disgraced ballerino character Gerald Fardini on SNL? And I can repeat.
Where are our choices?
History buff!
It was more like a fill in the blank.
No, I want choices.
Please repeat.
Okay.
Which history buff?
Please repeat.
Please repeat that.
History buff!
Three more times. Hit it.
History buff!
Hit it.
Buff!
Hit it.
Buff!
Yeah, it is strong, isn't it?
Which team member from the UCB Herald group Tummy Issues went on to play the unforgettable disgraced ballerino character Gerald Fardini on SNL?
I have a guess.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Bobby Moynihan.
You think it was Bobby Moynihan?
I think it was Mr. Bobby Moynihan.
Okay. I think it's a great guess, but... I'm not allowed to say if it's right or not.
I was going to say Bobby Moynihan.
Well, you were going to say Bobby Moynihan.
Yeah,
as
I think
well?
It's Bobby Moynihan.
Okay.
Too.
I on my planet had some Earth media, but more of the prolific stuff. So I don't know a lot of guys from that time. So I'm going to say Robert De Niro.
Okay.
All right.
Great. It's, I mean, great guesses.
Great is incorrect.
I wish I could say that, but I cannot.
I'm going to guess again.
Okay.
History buff.
Zach Woods.
Okay, so...
No, I'm going to guess again.
Mm-hmm. History
that
buff!
The big guy who was like in that army.
Rob Riggle.
Yeah, that guy.
Aw, I forgot about him.
Yeah, one season.
Yeah, true.
All right, the answer
was actually Niles Grady, bad boy of SNL, Niles Grady, famous for having no hair.
Tags like this. Oh, Gerald Fardini, okay.
Disgraced ballerino Gerald Fardini.
I forgot about Nails. He used to rip it up at Herald Night.
I mean, he was something else. The way he was able to commit to a reality and not break and the whole thing.
You could see the environment. I mean, it was so vivid. Yeah. His sort of object work. You could see the forest around him. And it was always a forest.
Yeah, something about that kind of forest.
He had one well and it was a forest. Question number two. After weeks of rehearsal, which classic sketch infamously only had one performance on the top of the Empire State Building? After weeks of rehearsal, which classic sketch infamously only had one performance on the top of the Empire State Building? Let's go quickly. Griffin.
And this is an early 2000s UCB question.
Yes.
Yes.
I believe it's between two in my mind.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to make a shotgun decision. I believe it was Bam Bam the Dancing Ham. Uh-huh. I think it was Bam Bam the Dancing Ham. That's my guess. Lock it in.
Final answer. Bam Bam the Dancing Ham. Keith? Right?
I think it was the one where they're like, ah, no balls left over every wall. I don't want to see my life. I don't want to die. I fall off a cliff. I'm going to die. I hope it puts a travel in the pencil. They want to eat the crack in the pencil. We may lose that. That one?
Right. Of
right good,
well,
good,
yeah.
Good guess.
It
good
is
guess.
A good guess.
Phenomenal. And just for the
guess.
Record, it doesn't count, but that was my other guess. I was right. between okay. those two.
You guys have some...
I was going to say Bam Bam.
Yeah, because it's one or the other. It has to be.
Yeah.
Bam Bam the Dancing Ham.
Yeah.
Now, Bradley, no context for Earth comedy, Earth, New York City. What would you guess?
Babe.
I can't help you.
The Godfather Part 2?
Okay, good. No, that's a good guess.
As incorrect?
No, I can't say whether...
Actually, we could say it now.
Right.
It was the Bill Clinton butt-naked sketch.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that one, too.
History buff!
Yeah, so that's the sketch, if you remember, where I believe it was... Was it... what's his name? Fucking...
Neil Casey?
Maybe it was Neil Casey. He
Ian
got
Roberts.
Naked on the top of the Empire State Building and said, I have not had sexual relations with this building.
Mm.
And then opened up a flap on his butt.
I always remember that as being an early 2000s Magnet Theater sketch, which is on me. I always flip it.
Well,
yeah.
And there
in
was crossover.
Head.
I mean, they have such different philosophies, but there was crossover.
Yeah.
Maya, next question.
Who won?
We got one more question.
Well, no one said no one said the right one.
Actually, we should ask this question to our caller, Ryan from Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, do you want to answer this question for us?
Ryan and you guys will all guess. Ryan, you ready for the question?
I am.
I love it. Okay, so this question is, the final question. The 2000s were the decade of basement improv and social experiment comedy. What was the secret password you had to say to get into Alphabet City's underground comedy club, The Mooch Joint? So really the question is, what was the secret password you had to say to get into Alphabet City's underground comedy club, The Mooch Joint? Anyone have anything to them?
Ryan, you want to guess? Give it to me, Ryan.
AB City.
That's your guess?
No, I think it's good.
I think it's a good guess. I think it sounds like the answer. Griffin.
I mean, I feel like you folks are putting me in a difficult spot here because I know, I'm pretty confident I know the answer. But it's also a thing that it's not super politically correct today. Like, people have to remember when I say this answer, this is not my view that I'm expressing. And this is just, like, the early 2000s were, like, a very different comedy sensibility.
Absolutely.
And everyone was saying this all the time, and it didn't mean the same thing it means today. Like, we didn't know what we know now.
I think everyone's gonna understand.
The password was Epstein was murdered.
Of course.
Keith!
I think everybody was aware of that.
Yeah, it's true.
It was different back then.
It was a different time.
It's true.
It didn't mean
everyone was able to get on board.
Ahead of the times.
It didn't mean ahead
of the times back then.
People didn't know.
I thought the password was something different.
What do you think?
Oh. I thought the password was... you just tell me what the password is. Now you're going to let me in. You let me into this place right now. If you don't let me use this place, I'm going to barge you, I'm going to rip your clothes off, I'm going to smack your little tushy, and then the guy's like, yeah, you can go in.
Yeah.
There was no password.
So, again, that was AB City. Epstein was murdered.
Go on.
It started with a nice
and then it continued.
And Bradley, your guess.
This one I got. It's, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
That's good, babe.
Everybody was close. Ryan, you were the closest, I think. It was Vanilli Millie.
Vanilli Millie.
Vanilli
AB
Millie.
City. Vanilli Millie.
Yeah,
I get it.
Okay, it sounded most
similar. I like
similar.
The rhyme. It's good.
Vanilli
rhyme.
Millie. A play on
Millie Vanilli.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, you were going to say something else?
I guess I was going to say. I don't know what I'm thinking about. Anyway, thank you so much, Ryan, for calling. We love you.
Love you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Love you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Love you, Ryan.
Love you lots.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you, too, Ryan.
Amazing.
You.
We're making our way through this audition. I have to say, you guys are, what's the word? You have flying colors.
Yeah.
You all have flying colors.
I mean, we are all ostensibly tied right now.
Uh-huh.
Are we not?
Yes.
Yeah, you came in hot, but you kind of got cool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like you came in ice cold, but now you're really simmering.
Yeah, and Bradley's my husband, and I think it's only fair that he be given the same shot anyone else would.
Thanks, babe. It's been, I'm not as popular on this planet as I am my own, and it's, meeting people as an adult is hard.
I also just want to restate for the listener, because they're not getting the full picture here. You look very cool.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, audio might not translate, but I just want to repeat, this guy's been doing ollies nonstop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, it's super impressive.
Check this one. I'm going to get really high on this one.
What?
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Holy shit. Holy shit.
I get this all the time.
And the sunglasses never budge. That's crazy thing.
Crazy I'm kind clip. Of been skeptical of this guy since he sort of came into our lives, but I really... That won me over.
You've been skeptical of me. We have a weekly board game night.
I know, but that's me trying to get to know you.
And
I love
also,
you
I think
so
he's
much.
Really there for Ian McKellen, honestly, babe.
I know. He's my favorite guy.
I didn't know you did impressions.
He's
really
my favorite guy.
Oh.
Hello.
What's her name? Do Amy Poehler.
Hello there. It's me, Amy Poehler. Oh, I played Leslie Knope on Park and Rec.
It's like suddenly I'm in Pawnee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Over here, who busts me up? Busts
a Pawnee.
Yeah. It's just a little thing I have.
Do Harry Connick Jr.
Cocknick.
Cherry Cocknick Jr. Oh, oh, I'm gonna eat you. Bro.
Wow. That's really funny, Justin.
Perfect Harry Cocknick Jr.
Do the most famous celebrity on my planet, Dennis Leary.
Hey, what the fuckers? What the fuckeroonies? It's me, Dennis Leary. Oh, watch out. I'm going to review you on iTunes.
Is that something he said to you?
Yeah.
Cool.
He, in a threatening
Richie
way.
Richie Owens here.
Oh, we have another audition.
I was on one episode of the Chris Gethard Presents podcast, if you can believe it or not. I do find it sad that Chris no longer wants to host the show, but I do think that I would be an ideal candidate to replace him. For starters, I have a very strong moral code. I always know what's right and what's wrong. And if you think that that is wrong of me to say, well, I ask you to prove me wrong, because in fact, you cannot. I also do think that I know synergy when I see it, and that's important for any host to have. So I am here to ask you to please consider me for this podcast. I would not change the name of the show very much. It would instead be Chris Gethard Richie Owens instead of Chris Gethard Presents, to keep the original spirit of the show alive. And please don't forget to vote this coming November.
P.U.
Thank you.
So, that guy was one tone.
Stinky.
One tone Charlie.
Your competition is absolutely dragging you, Richie.
Just okay.
They were acting like somebody farted. It was really stinky.
His voice
kind of
did.
A fart. They were making like they farted.
We did some very, very critical pantomiming.
That's right.
And Keith and Griffin were doing it genuinely. I think there's sort of like Bradley was jumping on board just to be sort of one of the cool kids.
No.
Okay, all right, I'm going to call you out.
A stinky smell is emanating out of my headphones when that guy started talking.
All right.
It's the sound of bad breath.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Smelled like doo-doo.
Well, you can, I see you're competitive. I see
you're
okay?
You can't handle us.
I'm so sick.
Wait, why is there blood on your handkerchief?
It's okay. Don't look at my handkerchief.
Babe.
It's okay. We can talk later. We don't have to talk about this.
You can talk about it now. I don't care.
Thank you, Richie, for bleep, your audition, bleep. And we should be moving on.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
All right, so third quality, realness.
Realness.
We want you to be real with us. It's important, and I want you to make it emotional. Talk about your life in a way that emphasizes your own personal hardship.
So we're going to play some kind of sad music, and I just ask that each of you, take about a minute, 30 seconds a minute to reveal something vulnerable about yourself. Let the audience in. Are we ready?
And Jake from Long Island is going to play with us.
Yeah, Jake.
But you'll go last.
Jake, you'll go last. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to start with Bradley this time. Okay, when the music plays.
Cool. Well, I was thinking about realness since you said it, and I thought, this could be a way that I could excel. And then I thought, I don't know, Bradley, you don't face a lot of challenges on your home planet. You're the most popular guy. You're the only guy in the theater program, and everyone tells you you do a good job. But I realized there is one thing I struggle with, and I wanted to show that to everyone.
No. No,
It's chocolate. It's chocolate.
Oh, no.
I'm changing.
Oh, no.
I'm changing.
Brownie, it is coming out.
Oh, no. Brownie.
Oh, Brownie, get out of here.
It's me, back Bradley. Yo, 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 I'm Bradley S. If you give me chocolate, I'll make a mess. Bradley Sharma, gonna cause you harm. I only eat chili, that's 5 alarma. I ride my skateboard in my orange shirt. If I prank my dad, I'm gonna get hurt. My sister plays the sax and she's really nerdy. Maggie's a baby and Marge is 30. No, I gotta fight it. Remember how you love Maya. I'm back. How long was I gone?
Realness.
Wow. That was like a minute.
I love that.
I just want to say, that. For what? The listener at home, there is Brown Ian all over the walls.
All over the walls.
Spattered.
Smells better than that guy's voice.
Oh, 100%.
That, it was really intense. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I love that. That was wonderful.
All right. Thank you.
I love
thank
my
you.
Wife.
Keith, your turn.
Okay.
Got the music?
Oh, fuck. I'm so tired. I'm so tired all the time. I work so hard. It's like
4 in the morning, like, sometimes. And I had a kid. I had my second kid, like, 6 weeks ago. And I'm seeing enough. This is all true. I'm saying it in a stupid voice, but it's absolutely hard to count. It's true. My baby girl. Oh, God. And then I had a son, like, 2.5 years ago. I love him so fucking much. I love. And I work a lot. And I don't see him all the time. Sometimes he wants to play. And I share my office. My office is a playroom. Oh, God, it is. And he wants to play. And I gotta work. But if I don't work, I can't pay for the playroom or his toys. Oh, God. I don't snuggle with my wife enough. Oh.
Okay.
Great, that was wow.
Oh, chilling.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow, God.
I want to win this, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I got you.
All right,
got you.
Griffin.
You're up.
Waiting for the music. Okay, so I Googled worst murders ever, and I found a list that is entitled 11 famous murders that remain bone-chilling to this day. So I'm just going to speed round them. The boy in the box. This is 1957, a naked dead child found in a box by a muskrat hunter. Philadelphia, like an awful sale. Place to die. Number 2 on the list, Black Dahlia. I don't think I need to go over that. We all know that. The famous film starring Josh Hartnett. Really bad murder. Yeah. Number 3 on the list, the Lizzie Borden killings. Kind of interesting because she gets the above the title. on the murders. As the murderer, very often it is the victim. But Lizzie, she was a superstar in the murder field. What can you say? JonBenet Ramsey, gone too soon, never forget. That's number 4 on the list. Number 5, the St. Valentine's Day murder. The massacre. What cruel irony. The most romantic day becomes the least romantic action. Number 7, the Lindbergh baby. Just a baby. what a tragic end. Sharon Tate, we all saw that movie, so I don't need to go over that one in greater detail. Just skip this murder list because it's getting a little bleak and go to Watchmen. And the worst review that Watchmen got this season on Metacritic, the lowest review it got. I got to scroll down. Mostly good reviews. Got a 50 from Daniel Daddario at Variety. Said to tackle the meanness and violence of history in a truly serious way with superheroes or with mere magnificently brave mortals telling the story demands a focus that Watchmen simply lacks and attempts to make up for with a tone of increasing dungeon. Never heard dungeon used that way before.
I agree with Daniel Farzini. What was his name?
Daniel Daddario?
Daddario Farzini. That was the name of the character on SNL.
It was not.
Really powerful.
Moving.
I mean, you know, as a podcaster, I'm willing to talk about the things that everyone else is unwilling to look in the eye.
That's incredible. I didn't connect with what you said. It wasn't real on your part. It didn't come from the heart.
It's about as honest as I could get.
Wow.
That's what he can access.
That's a mark.
Jake.
Jake, are you ready?
Yeah, I guess I'm ready. Oh. I wasn't expecting to be vulnerable today, but let's go for it.
Let's go for it, buddy.
Yeah.
You got this, Jake.
That was Bradley.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm actually that naked dead baby that Griff talked about a little earlier. It was a very, very difficult and sad upbringing because I was found by a muskrat hunter, and I grew up to be a naked dead man. And myself and the muskrat hunter still get lunch on Tuesdays.
You were friends with him?
Yeah. Yeah. He found me in my weakest, scariest, darkest, most dead and naked time.
All right.
Do you have any hobbies? Sorry.
That's all I got. I don't know. Being dead.
All right.
I got nothing, guys. I'm sorry.
Real dead.
No, that was...
I was kind of hoping to pitch a podcast.
God, I'm so sorry. That's really intense.
I mean, I would listen to his podcast.
Yeah,
so you sort of did pitch a podcast, and you look
from the box.
Sold.
From the box.
Podcast.
Can I just say, this is why...
Right from the box?
I mean, it's a great pitch. This is why I think podcasting about murder is so essential, because it's the only way you can finally solve these cases.
Right.
You know, like me and Sarah Koenig are out here on the front lines actively trying to do what our government cannot.
Yeah, solve
murders. And look, this unsolved murder, number 1 on the list, 1957, I talk about it and boom, calls in. And the only way, if you ask me to solve a murder, is to find out that the person was not, in fact, murdered, which I just did.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Hello, this is Rachel Colley. I am auditioning to be the host of the Chris Gethard podcast, although if I am going to be the main person, it's going to be the Rachel Colley podcast. RKP, rest in power. Rest in power. And why am I qualified to begin? I love Bryant Park, where you guys are filming. I can understand French a little bit. And basically, I have a lot of good ideas. I learned how to write when I was really young, and I'm willing to bring all that stuff into the creative process. So have a great day. And if you don't pick me, I will kill myself.
Okay.
Don't pick her.
Yeah, yikes.
Don't pick her.
Gosh, yikes, don't Rachel.
Pick her. Gosh, Rachel.
I hope that's not an empty threat.
Yeah, God.
Don't pick her.
God, Rachel. You know, thank you for auditioning, Rachel.
Keith's getting a little hard on Rachel. Can I just throw out a compliment?
Mm.
I thought the audio quality on that call was fantastic.
I was like, because I mean, it makes what we have here just sound bad.
I know.
It makes it sound like this is not a podcast.
There's so much more sort of environmental character than here, where this, no offense to Harry, sounds very hermetic and clean and precise.
Save it for interactions with Harry.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But great job, everyone. We're eking out what seems to be a tie.
Weird that Rachel thought that you guys recorded in Bryant Park. Did you do like a different studio with her week? Because we're all in the top of the Statue of Liberty.
Yes, Bradley. We're all in the top of the Statue of Liberty, Bradley. We are. I don't know what Rachel is talking about.
Jake, thank you for joining us. And if you want to pitch something to us in the future, feel free to call in again, okay?
I hope I can call in again.
Yes, I hope so too.
And Jake, thank you for letting me solve your murder.
He doesn't
died again.
Oh no.
Absolutely dead.
Fuck.
Absolutely 100% dead.
Matt from Albuquerque is going to help us out with this one. Matthew from Albuquerque.
How you doing, Matt?
Yeah, I'm good. How are y'all doing?
I think pretty well. I'm feeling stressed about the big responsibility of choosing, given that everyone is so good.
Mm.
But we're on to the next challenge. Matt, you ready to participate?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Okay. What's this one, Justin?
It's Interact with Harry.
Oh, man. Okay.
So in this one, basically...
What's up, everybody?
Harry!
Interact with Harry!
Hey, Harry.
Hey, what's up?
So what I'm going to ask, again, 30 seconds to a minute of an interaction between you and Harry.
I would say 30 seconds.
Let's go with 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
And there are basically three different kinds of interactions that podcast hosts can have with their producer. The first is kind of a boundaryless buddy comedy a la Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. The second relationship is an antagonistic bad boy villain, so like you don't give a fuck kind of attitude. The third
Like McLovin.
And then the third attitude is the teacher's pet suck up student, like Pauly Bleeker.
Mm.
Oh, hey, Juno.
It's up to you to choose how to interact with Harry. What will Harry like and what will Harry dislike? That can only be solved with time.
That's his catchphrase.
That can only be solved with time.
Time. All right.
Interact with Harry!
All right, who wants to go first?
I'll go first, yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, tell me when time's on the clock and I should start.
Now.
Harry, first of all, I want to say I love the sound of this podcast. It's precise, it's clean, it's hermetic.
Thanks, buddy.
Just the way I like it. second of all, I don't know if this is sort of like calling outside the lines, but I want people to know that we actually like interact outside of this podcast.
Sure.
We have a text thread that we've been going on, so I just want to read the last couple of texts.
I don't know if you...
No, I said it. You said, hey, how are we looking at 3:43 today, which is because I was 13 minutes late for the podcast.
That's true.
And I responded, looking good, sunglasses emoji.
And that was when you were at the table, I believe.
Yes, and that was kind of the funniness of the text, was that you at that point knew that I had made it.
Yep.
Let me go earlier on the text thread. Hey, can you come in to do CGP tomorrow? Gethard isn't going to be there. And I said, yes, happily. And you said, aces, thank you, it'll be great. Show is at 3:30, but feel free to come by a little early if
and
you want to help
your
plan.
Time.
Good friends.
So that was kind of a buddy comedy Seth Rogen vibe.
I think so. That's kind of the space we're trying to occupy.
Love it.
Yeah, Keith.
Oh, so I was trying to talk to Harry.
30 seconds on the clock.
Okay. Harry.
Hey.
Harry.
What's up?
I love you. You're my boy. Oh, Harry's busy. This guy says this shouldn't count against the clock.
Your clock is timed. Paused. Your clock is paused.
Phew.
Okay, for the listener at home, Keith started his segment trying to interact with Harry, and then someone walked into Harry's room and shook his hand.
A
and
very
Griffin,
man.
Griffin, that was the earwolf.
The earwolf.
The earwolf.
That was the earwolf.
The earwolf.
So handsome.
Earwolf. Did you guys see
what
that?
A hunk.
The earwolf just shook my hand.
He interacted with you so fucking hard.
Yeah, he did.
God.
The earwolf just interact with
Came
Harry.
Good luck topping that cue.
Will you play the cue when I say this? The earwolf just
interact with Harry.
But now it's time for Keith to do it. Keith, you ready?
Yeah.
What up?
Harry, my boy. How you doing, bro? How are things?
You know, I'm a little tired, but
Why?
In a nice way.
Why are you so tired?
It's been a long day. We've been running around all over the place. Yeah, exactly. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm just making sound effects for what you say.
Oh, last night I went to the fair.
You gotta keep talking.
And then I went scuba diving with my friend Richard Iowade from the IT crowd. And then the sun exploded and everyone burned to death.
That's
luckily, we're underwater, so we're fine.
That's 30 seconds.
That's my boy.
Great job.
That guy's my boy.
We're looking at a teacher's pet suck up Polly Bleeker type. That's what we're looking at.
If anyone is Richard Iowade. Hi, Jen.
There it is.
Hi there. It's me, Moss. That's okay. Great.
That's good.
Not like your best Ian impression. McKellen.
Yeah, that was very similar to
Let me try it again.
McKellen. Hey there. It's me, Richard Iowati.
That's good.
Iowati with the body.
That's on the mic.
Bradley, you ready to interact with Harry?
Yeah, babe, can I talk on your mic so I can look him in the eyes?
This is so weird, yeah.
Cool. All right. No, wait. I'm coming to you.
Okay.
Your time has started, Bradley.
Wait, no, she gotta go.
I gotta go?
Get out of there.
You know, you always call your wife she.
She gotta go. All right.
Interact with Harry!
Hey,
Bradley.
Harry! How's the weather out there, dude? Beanpole.
Oh, it's clear and good.
Harry,
buddy.
Please don't move to LA.
Oh, that's really out of my hands at this point.
I don't have a lot of friends in the city.
The wheels are in motion. And,
please.
You know, you and Justin seem to be getting pretty close.
I guess, but Ian McKellen doesn't like me. I can tell. Please don't move. We just became friends.
Yeah, I mean, I really, this is coming at, this is a lot coming at me right now.
Yeah, more coming at you than a rain cloud up there. Please don't move.
Time.
Wow.
That was great. Matt from Albuquerque, go for it.
Interact with Harry.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Harry, can I get a little more of my headphones?
I don't think. Yes, you can. Here you go. Okay, is this better?
Harry, I have to ask you every week. I don't know why when I come in, you don't just automatically bump it up a little because maybe I have worse hearing than Chris Gethard. I'm sorry. I went to more punk shows than Chris Gethard.
Wow.
You are doing your job.
I know. It's difficult. There's a lot of people coming in and out. And
Harry, why don't you just quit and move to LA?
Are you sure? I have to uproot my entire life and take it back to Bradley.
It's pretty clear.
Okay.
Bradley can take over your job.
Whoa.
I think anybody can do your job.
Wow.
Especially someone as cool as Bradley.
Bradley is pretty cool.
That's
okay.
Your time.
Matt, that was fair.
Matt, wait, wow.
What a badass McLovin vibe.
That was such a McLovin vibe.
Interact with Harry!
Wait, can we have Allie, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but would you want to do this? We have a couple callers on the line.
Yeah.
Allie,
you want to interact with Harry?
Allie Islands.
Allie. Hey, Allie, it's okay if you don't want to.
Hey.
Who is this?
I'm here.
Great. Allie, do you want to interact with Harry?
Byrne.
Allie, what?
Yeah, put me on.
Great.
You're on. What up, dude?
Hey, Harry.
Hey.
I'm fucking bombing. This cooking got worse.
What?
Hey, Harry.
Hey.
Where are you getting these guests from?
You know, they just got.
They suck. They're cursing on the. You got a better job screening the calls.
We don't really screen the calls, as you know. You just called in. If we were screening the calls, my friend, it'd be a much shorter show.
You put some weirdo calling you from a castle in Ireland, cursing on the phone, completely unprepared. Come on, man.
Are you in Ireland?
I am in Ireland.
Wow.
What is happening?
Very confused.
All right. That was a great interaction, Allie.
Is that self-referential?
I think he is. I think he's referencing himself.
He should have let himself get through as a caller. Why'd you let him get through?
Oh, well. All right. Thank you, Allie.
You had kind of
interact with Harry. Tonight,
guys,
Mike.
Thank you. Bye.
Mike from Bye. Albo. Do you want to interact with Harry?
Albo?
Albo.
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 Albo. Hello.
Matt.
Yeah, Mike.
Hello.
Matt, Mike, yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
You got Harry here.
This is the Pigeon Man.
Oh, yeah, Pigeon Man.
Oh, it's the Pigeon Man from last night's episode.
From Hey Arnold.
From Hey Arnold.
And Michael actually already has a podcast, so he told me that he liked my idea for a podcast, if it's okay if I audition.
Yeah, yeah, you got 15 seconds, honey. What was I going to say, honey?
All right.
Okay.
Welcome to the Pigeon Cast here at Ear Pigeon Studios. Always feed your pigeons the right berries and always fly towards the sun, Arnold. Thank you.
Oh, that was an incredible episode of television.
Thank you, Michael. Pigeon Man. All right.
Pigeon Man.
Can we get...
He's gone.
Sorry,
Michael.
Sorry.
Sorry, Pigeon Man. Bill from Florida.
Okay, guys, we're getting y'all in.
No, Bill's gone. Next up, we got Martin from Boston. That's our final call.
Martin, final caller. Interact with Harry or pitch yourself as a podcast host. Do whatever you want, man. I don't give a shit.
If you want to be sad about your life, you're welcome to do that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, do it all.
Yeah. That was sad.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get through all of it. Harry, I was thinking we could bring you up front a little more, like sort of change the podcast, bring you up front and center, permanent host.
Oh.
How do you feel about that?
I hadn't thought about that before, but it does make a lot of sense. I am the only one who's here every week.
Yeah, like really, you run the thing and people aren't giving you enough credit. And that's why we would be a great host together. Like, look at that dynamic. It's really great.
Yeah, Martin.
And finally, yeah?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I'm talking too much. classic podcast hosting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, like, we open up, we're real about each other. Can we turn on that music?
Sure thing.
Martin gets it all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, life, it gets to you, and that's why we need to bond through podcasting, through life, through talking, through interaction. And Chief, Griffin, anyone else who's on the line?
Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley's
here. Justin.
What's up?
Bradley. Yeah, that's just life. Maya. We're all here together. And Maya.
Thank you.
I was going to get you too.
Thank you so much. That's
what podcasting is all about. And I'm going to really miss this podcast without all of you guys.
Yeah.
But...
Well, luckily we'll be back.
We'll stay in touch, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll be back next week. It's just a matter of, you know, finding the new host and everything.
Yeah.
But thanks for calling, Martin.
As far as we know.
That was beautiful.
All right. Thank you, Martin. So the last delicious little challenge for my three friends over here. Slip, slip, slap, slidey, slidey, slide.
Hey.
Is salesmanship.
Salesmanship.
This salesmanship.
This is the ability to really sell something. So what does that mean? Well, if you look inside your phones, I've sent you an email.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it. I'm going to ask, we've written some copy, some ad copy, because a successful podcast has to have ad revenue, and you won't get ad revenue unless you're really good at selling the ad itself, right? So we don't have that, so we had to make it up. And so what we're going to have each of you do is do your best read. You'll see there's some places for you to kind of improvise and add your special flair.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sell the damn thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And guys, we got to go quick.
Okay.
Can I go first?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Salesmanship.
Ready? I think I'm off book.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Ready?
Wow.
I'm going to do this with my eyes closed.
Whew.
Okay. Being a comedian can be fun, of course, but it can also be exhausting. Insert personal example. Sleet is the only way I can imagine to keep my mind sharp enough to take on the political establishment with comedy. And that's why I have a slumber mattress. Yum! Exclamation point. Slumber mattresses are made with 100% symbol, good ingredients, comma, and adjust naturally to my body, period. New sentence. Can someone say insert word? And get this, if you use my code, insert code, comma, you can save 5% symbol on your first installment, comma, which can make all the difference, exclamation point. Now go get your slumber mattress today, comma, and say goodbye to Z, 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 and hello to oh, 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 what a beautiful morning.
Salesmanship.
Wow.
Keith Haskell.
Being a comedian can be fun, of course, but it can also be exhausting because you work too much and your other things. Sleep is the only way I can manage to keep my mind sharp enough to take on political establishment with comedy, and that's why I have a slumber mattress. Yum! Slumber mattresses are made with 100% good ingredients and adjust naturally to my body. Can someone say, oh, gum? And get this, if you use my code, swing, 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 you can save 5% on the first installment, which can make all the difference. So go get your slumber mattress today and say goodbye to Rivaderci and hello to Bonjour. What a beautiful morning.
Wow.
Salesmanship.
Bradley, let's hear it, my love.
Being a comedian can be fun, of course, but it can also be exhausting. On top of all my parties and theater rehearsals, I'm kept up all night by Maya's insatiable libido, which doesn't really match up with mine, and she's always sort of trying to challenge me sexually and make me do things that I'm not necessarily comfortable with, and if I say no, she says it's fine, but it kind of always turns into a fight. Sleep is the only way I can manage my mind sharp enough to take on the political establishment with comedy, and that's why I have a slumber mattress. Yum! Slumber mattresses are made with 100% good ingredients and adjust naturally to my body. Can somebody say bleep blorp? And get this, if you use my code CHOCOLATE, you can save 5% on your first installment, which can make all the difference. Go get your slumber mattress today and say goodbye to z-z-z and hello to ooh ooh ooh, what a beautiful morning.
Wow.
Bleep.
Gosh, three great reads. And three great challengers. Yeah. And the callers and the people who sent voice messages.
Everyone today has absolutely killed it.
Yeah. Except for that stinky guy.
Oh, God, so smelly.
Richie, it makes our, yeah.
Richie Owens.
Yeah, he of the diarrhea breath. Oh. That guy smelled like Brown Ian, if he catch my drift.
Okay.
Not here to make jokes.
I'm trying to think about how we doing?
Great. Sorry, they just disabled my email account, so I got signed out of everything.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Aren't you working here for another day?
Who delivered that message?
Just me not being able to refresh my email. Anyway,
wow.
Let's finish off the show.
All right.
What a plot twist.
So, look, Maya, what do you think? Is anyone right for the
Jorn,
job?
I'm Jorn. We've got three incredible guests and who could make incredible hosts. And we've listened to all these great people, but at the same time, I'm sorry.
Hmm?
Uh-oh.
Something doesn't feel quite right.
Ruh-roh.
Something is off.
Oh, no.
And I feel as if something is missing. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to do something pretty weird.
Into the microphone.
I'm going to do something pretty weird. Justin, do you want to give that ad sale, the ad copy a read?
What?
Being a comedian can be fun, of course, but it can also be exhausting. Like when I walk up the stairs to my house. Sleep is the only way I can manage to keep my mind sharp enough to take on the political establishment with comedy. And that's why I have a slumber mattress. Yum. Slumber mattresses are made with 100% good ingredients and adjust naturally to my body. Can someone say yes, queesh? And get this, if you use my code Justin123223321, you can save 5% on your first installment, which can make all the difference. Go get your slumber mattresses today and say goodbye to ZZZ and hello to OOO. What a beautiful morning.
Oh my
wow,
God.
Slam dunk.
Whoa. That was like watching Simon Cowell get up there and rip the mic from Kelly Clarkson and just crush.
Oh, my God.
That actually is what I felt that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we can all feel this electricity in the room right now.
I'm speechless, but I'll keep talking.
It's undeniable.
This is not how I anticipated that today would go.
Yeah.
How are you?
I feel good. What do you think this means?
Honestly, I think I want to say it on three. And everyone say what you think it means on three.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
1, 2, 3. Great. I thought that Dustin would be the next, should be the next, the new host.
Ding, 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 ding.
I guess I'll be the host to this thing. All right.
Taking
the seat as Chris always wanted you to be.
As Chris always wanted, I'm taking the seat on the Iron Throne.
Take Chris's high chair.
So, Justin, what are you going to do first with all of your political power?
First, I'm going to cancel homework. And then I'm going to make recess an extra hour.
Hey, guys. Sorry. One more thing. My email doesn't work, but I just got a text message from Chris. And it's an audio message. He wanted me to play it.
Oh, okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah, sure.
Nice. Yeah.
Our old friend Gethard. Mr. Gethard. All right, here we go.
Mr. Gethard.
Hey, everybody. Gethard here. Just wanted to jump in real quick. Sorry I couldn't be there today. Had some last minute work. Got me dragged out to California. It happens. Also, small side note, the show's over. This is the last episode. Thank you all so much for your hard work, especially Justin and Maya, who I think really brought the show to life. Thanks to all the comedians who have been such a big part of it. And, of course, Jared and Harry and everybody. And sorry to spring it on you, but, you know, we don't have our own feed. And the TV show needs to find its own legs. And maybe we'll bring it back someday. I would love to bring it back someday. It's been awfully fun. But who knows for now. Anyway, Justin, congrats on being the new host. And also, the show is canceled. Goodbye.
Christ.
Wow.
Okay.
Sucked all the air out of the room.
What about the Five Timers Club?
I don't know.
The Eight Timers Club.
Whoa, doggy dog.
Whoa, doggy doggy.
Does anyone have any plugs?
I like to plug Mother Nature. She's doing great. If you use your discount code, then you can like breathe better air.
Mm-hmm.
That's my plug, and I'm sticking to it.
Great.
I'd like to plug that in addition to these two like real appearances on the show, I also was the voice of Satan in one episode, and I think Griffinbot was in two episodes. So by that metric, maybe I've already joined the Five Timers.
We can look into a
rogue. We'll look into it.
Okay, and also I was on two episodes of Blue Bloods back in the early 2000s. You can watch those on CBS All Access.
Nice.
What were the names of the episodes?
One is called, I think, the Russian Brides Club. And then the other one is called Age of Innocence. I only remember them because I get residual checks once a year for $10.
All right, Bradley?
Yeah, I got something to plug. Whoa, who's that? Hey, Bradley, this is for shooting me with your slingshot from your treehouse. Oof. Hey guys, Ian Lockwood here.
Oh, hi, Ian.
Hey guys, I was bored and had a vendetta. And I just want to let you know, is this thing on?
Yes.
I just walked in and don't know what you're doing. My single Nasty is dropping on December 6th on Spotify and all platforms. And you can stream it. And if I get 6,667 streams, I won't have lost money.
All right.
Wow. I think that's doable.
That's doable.
Bye.
Justin, anything to...
I'm sorry, can I just jump in here? Yeah. Correction. I confused myself. The first episode of Blue Bloods was, in fact, called Age of Innocence. The second one was called Lonely Hearts Club, which I combined with the Russian Brides, which was the one episode of Law & Order SVU I was on. I just want to clarify that. That is available on most streaming platforms. Blue Bloods, I believe, is behind the CBS All Access paywall. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
Justin, anything you want
to
plug?
Thanks for this. Thanks to everybody who made this show possible. Thanks to all the guests and to Harry and Jared for really putting the show together, and Maya and Chris, and Annie Earwolf for hosting us. And yeah, follow social media and we'll see. We'll let you know what is happening in the future. Justin M. Linville on social media.
Yeah. I guess I'll plug the same thing. Thank you to everybody who helped out with this. It's been incredibly fun. And I guess it's over. this dulcet sounds of
it happened so fast. I can't even enter to live my life so fast.
What's going to happen to me? I think I only exist in the confines of this podcast.
Bradley, we'll talk.
What?
we'll talk. But thank you guys for listening, and we were happy to have you as a part of the CGP podcast family, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And there's a song in Into the Woods that I'd like that I'd like to sing, but I can't remember how it goes. It's not careful.
We thought that the fun would last forever without the need for advertising.
But now we know that good things must end, like Breaking Bad or Seventh Heaven.
CGP was a California summertime. It was important to me. Our own private California summertime. Sad to see it end, but then again, we love a California summertime. I should know to not get too attached to a California summertime. Everything is fleeting, time is jail, la 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 la, California summertime.
It's like a bottle of wine.
That's the end of the podcast.
That's the end of the podcast.
Wow. Beautiful.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys,
fun.
So much.
Wow.
We got to move and take a quick photo.